All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Runners Like Us podcast, a place for the everyday runner to share their journeys of triumphs and their passions of all things running, plus a look at everyday life. Today, I want to welcome Andrea to the podcast. All right. Andrea is a
Hello.
trail running, dog petting enthusiast, mother of four, United States Army veteran, and most importantly, a runner like us. How are you
Yeah.
doing? Yeah, it's nice to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, surviving the heat down here in Georgia. It is, dare I say the word?
Oh no. I
Oh.
think I know what word it is.
It's been very humid. Oh, and moist.
Yeah,
Very
there it
moist.
is.
Yeah, there
There
you
you
go.
go. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
But hey, you're still doing it though, despite
I
the
am.
humidity and moistness.
This year's been good. This is my fourth year in Georgia. I think this is finally the year that my body's like, okay, you can do it. You won't die this summer.
Oh,
Finally. It
what?
only took
Nice.
4 years.
Only 4 years. That's
Only
okay.
four. Yeah.
Take
Finally
your time and get
acclimated.
acclimated. There you go. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
What makes you a runner like us? What?
Nice.
I'm a mom of four. I work in education. So when I'm not doing that, I love running. I'm really big into trail running. And what makes me a runner like us? I still can't believe that I am a runner. And sometimes I feel like I'm still not a runner. Like, obviously, I've done some races, some longer ones. Gosh, am I really running? Because prior to 30, I was never a runner and I hated it. So I always tell people, like, if I can run, then you can run. That's how simple it is.
That's so true to think
Yeah.
about. I love that.
If you could run any trail in the world, what would it be?
The Mont Blanc, is that how you say it? Mont Blanc? Oh, that
Saw
goes
that on
from
TV.
France, Italy, and Switzerland. That's on my bucket list.
Nice.
I think in a couple of years, I'm going to make it happen. I've had a couple of friends that went in and did it last year, and the pictures were phenomenal, and the stories they told me were unbelievable. And I really want to go do that if I could.
Do they do it as a tour so that you don't have to carry your own stuff?
You still carry your own stuff and you go from like little town to little town, but I think they do shuttle like your bags, but you
Nice.
carry your hydration and your fuel with you for the day. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's a tour that you go on. It's like 7 days, I think.
Cool. Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down. Sign me up.
Let's go down.
No
Jason, are you to
details.
come?
No, because
Oh.
I'm not coming back.
Well, but we could make that happen too.
No.
No.
Maybe, yes. I'm with it. You
The
got me. You bought
trails
me.
in the Alps look so good though.
They do. They do. That's like one of my biggest things to run in Switzerland. Oh my goodness. I
Oh,
want to
you've
go
done
there
it
during Christmas.
before?
No, that's one of my biggest dreams.
Oh,
And then I
gosh.
wake up. It's so beautiful. From what I
True.
hear. So with all that in mind, I know it's a lot of logistics if you were to run it, right? Have you ever ran like a race, I guess, in line with that or as challenging as that with that much logistics, a challenging terrain, period?
Yes, I have. Well, a couple of them where like weather was an issue, or I ran the JFK 50 miler. The first 5 miles, you're going up a hill, and then you're on the AT until you get to mile 17. And that terrain will wreck my hips when I was doing that. I don't think it's anything compared to that, but that's as close as I think I got. Or the Naked Mountain Ultra, just because there was so much gain on it. It's hard to compare anything to that one, though. There's two. I think it said it was like 5,000 feet of gain a day. Oh
A
my gosh,
day.
a
Yeah, that's a
day. You
lot.
go like 15 to 16 miles and 5,000 feet of gain a day. That's hard to compare that to races here in the States, I guess.
That's
Yeah.
a lot of climbing. My goodness. Michelle, don't you climb that on a normal, like on a regular day?
Oh yeah, you know, out my
Something
door.
slight? Yeah.
No.
I'm sure you do in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, it is easier to get some elevation gain. I could go into Golden and go. There's a few trails out there, like North Table is a good one, but I think you only get 800 feet, and then you really have to go up to the mountains, venture out a little bit. I mean, Evergreen, when we go up to Breckenridge, it's great. The trails, I mean, you can get easily 1,200 feet of vert very quickly. So,
Dang. That's insane. I need
I
that.
agree. I'm curious, the JFK 50 miler, just for the listeners, the AT is the Appalachian Trail, correct?
Yes.
How long were you on that?
I think it was like 12 miles
That's
that
pretty
you're on the
cool.
AT. Yeah, you go
Nice.
leave Boonville and you go up this gnarly hill forever until you get onto the Appalachian Trail. And then you're on that until I think mile 17, and then it dumps you onto a towpath. And then it's a marathon, 26 miles of the same scene.
Yeah.
But before that, it's great. It's fantastic.
Is that the longest race you've ever done?
It is.
Oh,
Yeah.
did you feel?
after?
Let's talk during. Walk us through the stages of Andrea.
Yes.
Okay, so I ran this with my friend Heidi. She and I had this grand scheme that we were going to do this 50-miler together. Actually, I think I talked her into it. I was like, we could totally do this. I think that's what happened. So the first start of the race, I failed to read, I think, all of the course description, and I didn't realize that you're literally going up a hill for like 5 miles, and then you get on the AT. And the first 5 miles, I was like, okay, this is really starting to burn. Like I wasn't expecting to like burn my quads out in the first 5 miles of a 50-miler. And then you get on the AT and the trail is beautiful, but there's these boulders, not huge, just these rock place. And so you can't run flat. You're like trying to hop across these rocks the whole way. And my hips hurt so bad. By the time I got off the trail, you come down off the AT on these switchbacks. And I remember you come out in this like really pretty opening. And I was like, I'm wrecked. Like, I have to keep going. Like, okay, so Heidi and I, we start down the towpath and we're making it happen. But then Heidi's fingers started swelling up really bad and she started panicking. Of course, so I start panicking. I'm like, oh, my battle buddy's like gonna get hurt. My whole mind went to that. And I think it was around mile 28. She finally got her fingers to go back down. She had a bunch of salt and things kind of worked their way out. And then we got to mile 32 and I wanted to quit. I did not want to go any farther. This is good. And I think I won a decent race. But Heidi had started to come out of that pain cave. And as I was going into the pain cave, and she kind of pulled me back out of it. And we just
Nice.
kept trucking. And I'll never forget the feeling of going 18 more miles and you didn't want to
Oh
go
my
any
God.
farther. So then we kept on going. We're going down the towpath. I have to mention this guy. We're going down the towpath, quickly losing morale. And this guy in an Incredibles costume rolls up on a bike behind us and he has this massive boombox and it's just blaring some good song. And I think he realized that we were struggling. And so he rode behind us and just blasted music for like 20 minutes. That's all I needed. And we got off that and went the final 8 miles to the finish line on the rolling hills. And somehow we made it. I did ask a cop to arrest me because I was so done. And he's like, you're almost there. And I was like, are you sure? But
I've been told that
then
before.
I know, right? But that was incredible. I think that's the first race I've ever finished that I cried at the end, just slightly, just quickly. I was just overcome with emotion. Like, I can't believe I just went 50 miles. That was a roller coaster of emotions.
That's crazy. I mean, that's such an accomplishment. So you should be super proud of yourself. I don't know if
Definitely.
I'd ever do a 50, but sounds cool. So when you're running, do you tend to run solo or do you have a running buddy?
I typically just run solo. My schedule is always so busy with 4 kids, and then I'm working all the time. And I don't know what it is. They see that I run longer distances, and so they think I'm faster than I am. And I'll ask people to run with me, and they're like, no, I'll slow you down. I promise you're not going to slow me down, friend. Like, please join me. I finally just got used to running by myself, and it's more convenient that way, I think. Find a minute to go run, and I just leave and go run and come back and don't think about it.
Feel you on that. Do you listen to music or podcast?
Both. It depends on my mood. I'm either listening to music or a podcast, usually like true crime
Of course. I called it.
podcast. True crime, that's my
Speaking of
jam.
Georgia, I've been listening to
Ooh.
Up and Vanish. Have you listened to that?
I haven't.
Season one is in Ocilla, Georgia. I have no idea where that is. I'm the same. Like, I love the true crime while I'm running. I'm like, why do I do this to myself? And then you're like,
Keeps. I'm teaching myself how to survive. Like, no one's gonna catch me. So that's not gonna happen.
That's fair.
I'm gonna knock on wood, y'all. I'm
I
just
know.
kidding. Please don't put that on there because then later somebody will play this.
Like, yeah, got her.
I'll cut that part out. I'll cut that part out. Famous last words. You'll never catch me.
You don't feel the same way, Jason?
True crime? I don't
Like,
listen to true
yeah.
crime. Nah,
You're too busy
nah.
listening to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen on repeat.
I'm going for 40,000 minutes to listen this year. Yes. I got 22,000 last year. I'm doubling up. I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
But I do listen to Red Handed. I ain't gonna lie. Red Handed is my podcast. I'm like, how? It's predictable, but I'm like, how? But no, it's good. It's good stuff. Podcasts I rarely listen to unless I came across it on YouTube. Of course, I hate to glaze Nick Bear, but Nick Barron's videos pop up a lot. I'm like, man, I would like to watch this video, listen to this video on the go. And obviously he puts it on the podcast. So I just listen to that. And then, oh yeah, Elevate Your Running. Shout out Sarah.
Yeah, she
So
has good ones.
all hers are good.
When
But that's it.
you get him on some true crime, yeah.
Nah.
Get that adrenaline pumping.
Oh no, I'm already looking over my shoulder. I'm like, my area.
Scared me, Eliza.
Yeah.
My daughter just like popped up.
Oh,
Keeping you on your
just
toes. Nice.
yeah. My
But
kids
yeah.
think I'm super cool right now because we're doing this.
Well, you are famous.
As are you too.
No. Michelle is. Michelle is. Because she got
Well,
like, why aren't you like the team manager of a running group? All
yes,
right.
I'm the team community manager.
Community is big. Yeah.
You're so
Yeah.
humble.
I know. So humble. My goodness. But yeah,
Oh.
she's famous. Y'all famous. So I know you did surf, right? So tell me how that really affects your life now. Now that you're out, kind of enjoying your life. I know your husband's still in. How's that life for you?
Oh man, you know what I love about military life is well, I mean, you know this. I have friends all over the United States. And my best ultra running friends, they're all either veterans, well, no, they're all veterans, but we're all kind of spread out too. And so I always have a couch to sleep on. And there's been several times that my friends are like, there's a race here, come visit. And I'm like, yeah. And I'll just make a trip out of it. So I would say it's significantly impacted my life. They go hand in hand. My best friend, Amy, she's over at Fort Stewart. I hop over there and go running with her too all the time.
How long do you
Oh, that's
serve
dope.
for? 3 years. What branch?
I was in the Army. I
The
was a
best
radio
branch.
operator.
Oh,
That is
no.
cool.
Sounds like
25
communication.
uniform. I was signal support.
That's what
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
I set up antennas all the time and I loaded Zingar radios, which
Yeah.
it didn't translate to like the civilian world very well.
No. I don't think it
No,
would.
it doesn't.
it's crazy because I'm the same MOS now. I think I told you that. We're the same
You're
MOS.
25 uniform?
Yes.
I
The
didn't
best
know
one in
that.
Fort Hood. Yes. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's where I get active.
Dabbling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I dabble. I like to dabble, of course, like the lower TR, like the radios and stuff, and then like in like satellites and stuff. And I'll do that too. I'm a multi-tool. What do you need from me?
That's
Because, yeah,
true.
they evolved. Like 24-hour uniform has evolved for sure. I had to continue it for you know, since you got out. So I gotta.
But your husband's still in. How long has he been in?
19 years. So
Oh my
he's
gosh.
retiring in less than a year. I'm so excited. I'm ready to get out. We've been doing this. He and I met here at Fort Gordon in 2006. He and I both went to AIT. We got here the same day. AIT's Advanced Individual Training, for anyone who doesn't know what that is. We've been together since then, and I'm tired. We've been here in Washington, Alaska, Florida, Nebraska, Georgia, everywhere.
That's a lot of moving.
So much moving.
It's a
Feel.
little harder there with kids too, huh?
It wasn't so bad when they were little, but then as they got older and they started making friends, it definitely became harder. I'm glad he's retiring and then we're going to just stay put for a while so my oldest two can finish high school, which
That's
is
dope.
wild. I don't feel old enough to have
No, you
that
don't look
oldest,
old
but
enough for that.
oh, I
All right.
love you.
We see you on the trails a lot. So I know you must consume a lot of food. You have to consume a lot of food. So,
I
like, what
do.
is your like your go-to snack or your go-to meal before a run?
Well, it depends on what kind of run it is. If it's going to be a really long, hard effort run, I'm going to have some oatmeal. I think it's from Costco. It's like Seven Sundaes or something like that, it has added protein in it.
Got
So I've been
money.
having that before my long runs. But if it's just a mid run, then I'll have Pop-Tarts. The
Oh.
fudge ones, I forget what they're called. Those are my favorite ones. I'll go for that
The
instead. Just
fudges.
carbs, all the carbs I can consume is what I'm going to go for. Do you do
Oh, go ahead,
gels?
Michelle.
I like liquid more. I'll do Tailwind. I'll
Okay.
do some of
Tailwind.
that. I really like the Huma gels
Oh.
and BPN. I've had really good consistency with the BPN. They don't mess up my stomach, and neither does the Huma gel. Those tend to be my go-to. Here during the summer, I just stick with liquid and it works. So I just stick with it.
During a race, would you eat a Pop-Tart or are you
For a
dip something
race.
different? Oh, I guess before, but what about during?
During a race, it depends on what the distance is. A half, I won't have very much. I'll have a couple scoops of Tailwind and I'll just preload. I'll have oatmeal before I run or a Pop-Tart before I run or something. Longer distances, I'll try to get protein, carbs, like a bigger, substantial meal to hold me over. And then throughout the race, I'll have Puma gels and then I'll eat whatever they have at the aid stations. Salty, because I don't like sweets when I run. again. I don't know if y'all are like that.
Blasphemy.
And the aid
Anything is
stations,
sweet
they're
on TV.
always covered in cookies and M&Ms. And I always get there and I'm
Yes.
like, can I have some potato chips, salty French fries, and a Coca-Cola? That's what I want. I try to keep it simple just because my gut seems to be so sensitive, so I can't do a ton of food.
If you could design your ultimate trail race, what unique challenges or themes would you include?
This already exists. I know this, but have you heard of burro racing?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That involves donkeys that carry your stuff for you. And if I could design my own race, you would have to have a donkey and you'd have to like navigate this 3-day course with this donkey. 20 miles a day, be like 100K. You have 3 days to do it and you have to take a donkey with you. That's what I would do. Can you imagine the chaos that would ensue?
Very chaotic.
It would
Oh
be
my gosh.
awesome. How to do it in Colorado, though.
They do. It's called Burro Days. It's
I
up,
want to do that.
yeah, it's up in Fairplay. It's over the pass from Breckenridge, probably about a couple hours for me.
That's easy. You can do that. So, are you down to
I'm
do a burro race with me, Michelle?
sure. I can't remember when it is. I wonder how you even sign up, which is really bad. I mean, I lived in Breck for so long that I should know all about this. But let's see. We're gonna have to miss it. It's next weekend.
Nah, you gotta lock in.
26th. July 25th through the 27th.
Good
Oh,
thing
I
for
think,
next summer.
yes, it does. And I think they also do llamas.
Llamas? Yeah.
What? Did you see my face?
Donkey.
Yeah,
Sign
we're ready
me
to go.
up.
Ready
All
to
right.
go.
When we get off this, I'll have to look up how you sign up.
Jason, you're down.
Yeah, about
Yes.
that.
Don't let him backtrack.
Yeah, you want me to
You.
come out to Colorado again?
Yeah.
It's
Oh, I have an idea. Well,
gonna
you'll do the Silver Rush 50 and then we'll do Burro Days.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Nah.
I'll do it too.
And we'll do the
Yep.
Silver Rush 50.
Is
I'll
that
die.
50K or 50 miles?
50
That's 50,
miles. 50 miles.
Oh, is there a
Yeah.
time limit?
Yes. And it's in
Yes.
Leadville.
Oh
It's part of the
boy.
Leadville series.
You can do
What's
it. Last time
that?
I let it happen, Michelle almost poisoned me. And I'm not going to tell everybody, but
Oh,
she
now
tried
you
to
have
poison me
to,
with a
though.
goo.
It was a gel.
I've never had a gel before in my life. She's like, here, take this, brother. And then, yeah, I almost died. No, I almost died. She's like, it's usually good on my stomach. I was like, what? I've never had this.
But you chose to take it, though.
Peer pressure. I'm easily influenced. As you see, like you can say one thing to me, I'm just gonna go off on a tangent. Like, no, it's no way. And I just don't know how to chill. Easily influenced.
He needed to learn about nutrition and fueling. So I just
Destroyed
threw
everything.
him to the wolves.
I like this. That's awesome.
No. Until you're on the other side of it. No. It was not a good time.
Found some
I've
that
been
work
there.
for you.
Yeah,
What are you
eventually.
using now?
Just the BPN stuff now.
Yes, that's
Yeah,
good.
they're really easy on my stomach.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's usually like the apple and then the wild berry. And I finally tried the mango one without caffeine. That one is delicious, but they're so expensive.
They
So I can
are.
only have one box a month because that is insane.
$3 a piece, I think, aren't they? Or
Yeah.
$3.75, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, the box is like $30 and I
Oh,
get one
geez.
box a month. So I've been saving my last box for this race.
Nice.
So
Yeah.
I'd be eyeing it in the morning. I get up and run. I'd be eyeing it. I'm like, I just need one, please.
I
But
know. That's
yeah.
why I've been kind of going away from them. They're just
Yeah.
so pricey. I'll use them once I get farther along into training, but in like the earlier months, I use Pop-Tarts or
There's nothing wrong
Nerds.
with that.
It works good
Yeah.
as long as I'm eating something. Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. Come on, Nick Barr. Jason's plugged you every episode and just
Yeah.
sponsor us.
You know, I've seen his brother
Right?
like, I think two or three times in Texas. I'm at Costco and I just happen to look over and I see him. I'm like, man, you look like Nick Bear. Then he's wearing the Go One More shirt. Then his wife, I've seen his wife because she's online too. Should I say something? She's like, go
Yes.
say hi. I'm like, nah, it's with his family. Oh, and then I seen him in Bass Pro. It was like the most random, the randomest thing. I'm just in there just buying shirts. And I look up at the register. Who is it? Preston, Preston Bear. I should say hi. Yeah. He's like the quiet type, the humble type.
So
So
are you,
I'm just,
though? So.
yeah. I'm very quiet. Like I really don't like to talk, you know. But it's just good to see, like, you know, he's a normal guy, just like, you know, the rest of us. So just hanging with his family. Speaking about the crime rate in the surroundings, like
Yeah.
how do you deal with resilience and like overcoming obstacles? What has running taught you about those things? Resilience and overcoming your obstacles?
I feel like running taught me how to suffer, if that makes sense. It like teaches you how to sit with it, the pain. Like you can't go faster to make it go away. You can't just stop because then you're going to deal with a different kind of pain. You're going to deal with the emotional pain of quitting. So I feel like running really taught me how to just sit with the suffering and just make it your friend and get comfortable with it. And you keep going, okay? It's not going to take you down as long as you just stay steady, stay the course. So that's something I tell people all the time, that the biggest gift running ever gave me was to learn how to suffer, and it translates into all areas of my life.
That's a beautiful answer. Stay steady. I'm still in that.
So you're suffering, and then you turn it around into turning into something better.
You make it through those uncomfortable moments, and then you're rewarded with what's on the other side of that, whether it be running or work or kids, whatever it is, going.
How's that work for you, Michelle? Like when you run, you have kind of the same feeling or?
If I feel like I'm in that zone where I'm suffering or I'm stressed from other things, it helps me pass that and maybe forget about it for a minute and kind of just be where I am and maybe sort out your thoughts and like, okay, when I get back, maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
I agree. And I look at it the same way, like for myself. Mine's like an extension. The preparation is part, it's like what the running does to y'all. Say if I had a rough day, I'm like, man, okay, now I'm gonna get ready for this run. Just prepping for the run helps me diffuse like the anxiety or the frustration I already have. Once I get to like start the run or treadmill outside, whatever, I'm like, man, okay, let me rethink this. I can rethink it in clarity. The whole thing just gives me just the goosebumps. That's why I run a lot. Because I got to diffuse a lot of stuff. But it definitely works. And, it definitely builds my resilience for sure. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, I can say a tool, but I got a gift to use, I guess.
I kind of have a different experience with it though. I will come home from like a rough day at work, and getting ready to go running will stress me out. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go do this because it's going to take more energy and effort than I have to give right now. But I'm sure you've heard that saying, you're not always going to be motivated, but if you have the discipline to get it done, that will take you farther than motivation ever will. So I'll force myself out there, and even sometimes that first mile, I'm like, what am I doing? I just want to go home. And then you get through that, and then you feel so good after, and you're like, man, this is why I made myself do this, because I knew it was going to be great. But
For
getting
sure.
there takes a while though.
I have a hard time doing it after work. So I run a lot in the mornings. Sometimes, like, man, am I doing this today? All right. Here he goes.
We're gonna
Am
do
I
it
doing this?
anyways. Do you run with a vest on? I saw you running with a belt, but do you run with a hydration vest also
But I do
most of the
both.
time?
And here recently, I've been using my vest a lot. I've been trying to make myself very uncomfortable and hotter than usual because I have a swamp run this weekend. I'm out in Savannah. It's the Sultry Swamp Run. Oh my gosh, it's so humid and muggy and hot. And I overheat every year. And I was like, that's fine. I'm gonna start overheating on all of my runs until it feels good. And so when I run this weekend, I'm not going to wear it. I'm just going to wear my belt that I got. But yeah, I run with my vest often, very often.
How long is the race this weekend?
12 miles. Okay, nice.
Nice.
Not
That's
too
sweet
long.
spot.
Long enough, though, to suffer. Will you see gators? Maybe. I've actually never seen gators at this race before, but I know that they're there.
What do you do when you see them? You're taking pictures of them. They're pretty fast.
You can kind of tell if they're agitated, though. And during the day, they're just basking in the sun because they're more active at night. So when I see them during the daytime, I keep a good distance between the two of us. And if they're just laying down, I'll take a picture and then I'll run the other way. I don't get close to them. Have you seen my post where there's this one gator that I go and look for every time I go to the swamp, and I call him Senor Gator?
Senor Gator is crazy.
That's probably the one we've seen the most.
So I went looking for him this last weekend and I saw him. He was very alert. I kind of got 100 feet away from him and he bolted. Senor Gator does not want to talk to me today. So we just went the other way.
I love on your social media, Instagram, whatever, it's all the animals, and that it just feels like you're always in nature. It brings us to our next question about, do you feel completely at peace in nature? Is there a time that you feel more at peace when you're out there, or do you ever just stop and like smell the roses?
Every day, every run, it's my happiest safest place ever. I don't like to run on the road. I would run on the road because it's important for overall running to have, the consistency of just a steady run. But no, being on the trails is like heaven to me. I live on base right now, and out my back door, I have just miles of trails, and I will go out there for hours and never see another soul. And I have never felt so content in my life. And I probably should be scared, but I'm not. It's my happy place. As you can see, I'll take all kinds of pictures because it makes me happy. And I always just take pictures of things that make me smile. Being in nature and the trees and hearing the birds and all of the animals that I come across, that's when I always feel most at peace. And there's no people around. It's too people-y on the road.
Do you ever venture out to a Barton Field?
Oh yeah, me and Barton Field are close.
Hey, I'm trying to
But
tell you, I might have a lot of miles on Barton Field. I ain't gonna lie.
same,
Oh, I know
same.
you do for sure.
My husband laughs all the time. He still can't believe that I'm a runner, even though it's been like 5 years. It's been longer than that. That's fine. But when we met in AIT, I was not a runner. And but the DFAC is right next door to where the barracks were. So I went next door. I had PT in the afternoon. I went and ate ice cream. And then I went to PT. And then we went and ran on Barton Field in like September. It was really hot. And then I threw up ice cream on the side of Barton Field while I was trying to run. Yeah, every time we go out to Barton Field and run now, Aaron's, you remember that time he threw up over there? Thanks, honey. I appreciate
Yeah,
that.
core
Start
memory.
somewhere. True. What's Barton Field like? It's a big track where the military do their physical training every morning. So all of the units will stage around this track. And I think 2 miles around if you do the whole thing. I think it's the flattest thing on Fort Gordon. No, it's really hilly
Nice.
here.
I like that trail. What is it? It's not gravel. Was it like red sand or something, or red clay, or what is
It's red clay. They used to have sand on it. When I was in AIT, it was completely sand all the way around it. But now only the extended side of it has sand on it. The rest of it's hard clay.
I just love that
It's all
feel. Every time I go
broken.
to school, I always run on there. Cause I usually go to the gym because the gym's over there too. I'm like, let me go ahead and get some miles. And then I run around and it's always hot. I'm like, what am I doing?
Always. Always hot, unless it's winter. If it's winter, it's just windy on Barton Field. It's like a tunnel. When are you
I
coming
miss
back
it.
to Fort Gordon?
I'm honestly trying to come back this year. Be able to come out there and then, run to Georgia and of course run with you and we hit the
Yeah.
trails and everything.
Come on out. You
Bet.
too, Michelle. Maybe someday. I've never been to Georgia. I've driven through. It's not the same as like being there. No, or like where you are, it's where it sounds better, the concrete jungle. I can't do that. I've done that
Yeah.
before. It's not my jam.
There's some running festival in Georgia that I really want to go to.
There's a couple of them.
It's
There's
in
one in
September.
Savannah. Is that the one that's in Atlanta? It might be the running festival, I think. I've seen ads for it on Instagram. There's also one, I think it's called Dark Night, that's in Savannah, that's put on by Yeti Trail Runners or Dark
I've been to
Anchor.
one.
I want to do that one. I think that one is in January, or maybe like it opens in January, but it sold out last year, 30 minutes.
This is
And it
a
was really
popular race.
expensive. It's expensive too. That's everything costs
Speaking
money.
of which, Yeti Trail Runners, if you watch this, give us an entry. Ooh,
Please.
yeah. Right?
Tell us what we need to do.
The guy who operates Yeti, I've talked to him a few times and he's a really cool dude. He's pretty chill.
I should be writing this down. I'm gonna forget what I was supposed to look up.
It's okay. I'm so excited. I'm just gonna like text you guys a bunch of stuff later. I'm like, we're gonna do this race next.
Yeah, it's so fun to connect with everybody we meet on Instagram or that we're in this running challenge together. We're just like-minded people who enjoy the same thing and can talk about it too long. Not for us, though, for
Facts.
other
Not
people.
for
No.
us.
That get excited and want to do these races together. I think that would be so fun. One of these times, it would be fun to get together. And if you
Yeah.
guys are, and if you're ever in Colorado, hit me up, of course.
Trying to get out there
Yeah,
soon. I have a
but
cousin out there in the Springs that does a lot of rock
okay.
climbing. Trying to get him to do a race with me too.
Your Instagram handle is I stop to pet dogs. So,
Indeed.
do you pet every dog that you run by? This is a pop
Stop.
quiz.
No, I
I snuck
don't.
this in there.
I would if I could. But you walk past some people with a dog and you can just tell the owner just does not want to talk to you. I won't talk to those people. I'm like, oh, I really want to pet your dog, but I'll respect your boundary and I just keep on walking. If they seem friendly or if the dog starts coming towards me, I'm gonna go for it. I love it. The cutest name.
We really enjoyed talking to you. You're
Thank you.
awesome. I feel like we could be buddies. I mean, we are
Let's do
buddies.
it.
We actually lived close. Maybe you'd actually actually have a running buddy.
I would love
Oh.
that. My running buddies live in a couple hours away and out in Texas, funny enough. They're all out in Houston.
That's too far from you.
And wherever you're in Hood, right?
Actually, it's pretty decent trails here. You just gotta find them. State parks mostly.
So you're our season finale, Andrea. We are
Oh,
excited
that's
to have you
exciting.
on as our season finale. So, Jason.
Yes. All right. So we're gonna close with a game. It's called Majority Rules. All right. So we're gonna say two different things. We're gonna vote, which is better. And it's really exposing who you really are. You know, say that's just me. But once you say the two, you'll say your piece first. You'll choose your option. Michelle, choose hers. And then I'll choose mine. And then we'll see who comes out on top. So the first one, dogs or cats?
Dogs, dogs.
Dogs. We're all in agreement. Good
I mean,
job.
I
Good
like
job.
cats too, but I'm gonna choose a dog.
All right, gels or chews?
Gel. I can't do the chews, the texture of
Mm.
them. I do like the chew, but I'll go gel.
I'm gonna do the chews just to spite you both. Yeah, chews are good, delicious.
Eat them all.
So that's a tie. Good job.
What? No, that was majority was gel.
That
So.
was, we win. We win here,
I
buddy.
guess. All right, next one is steak or chicken?
Steak,
Mm.
chicken.
I'm gonna have to go with chicken on this one. Sorry.
What?
Go
Sometimes
to.
it tastes too chickeny.
So chicken for the win. Nice. All right, trails or road?
Trail. I mean, I
Uh-oh.
love the trails, but I do like running on the roads too. What do I do?
Pick one. All
Trails.
right, we bet. I'm gonna go road.
You are
Actually,
not.
let me stop playing. Trails
What?
all the way. Yeah, I
What
hate
did
the
I
road.
say?
This is from the fans, all right? New
Okay.
Balance or Brooks?
New Balance.
Come on now.
New Balance.
Man, New Balance. We already knew
We already know
that.
that.
PB&J or cold cuts?
On a run or just in general?
I think
In
it's just in
general.
general.
I can't choose. I love both. You know, sometimes just that PB&J just hits just right.
It's
You
true.
are right. I think we're in agreement on that.
Yeah. Okay, PB&J.
All
A
right.
morning run or a night run?
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning,
Morning,
morning.
definitely.
We're the three.
Yeah, definitely. Almond milk or chocolate milk? Who put that in there? That's crazy.
Did you put that?
Yes, I need to know.
I can do
Yeah.
almond chocolate milk.
Last one, cowboy hats or trucker hats?
I can't run in a cowboy hat, but I can run in a trucker hat.
Have you tried to run in a cowboy hat?
It probably flies right off.
No, you got to get the elastic band on the inside. Look at that. You don't see
Oh.
no movement. Look at that. Yeah.
All
You got to get it
right,
specialized.
cowboy.
Well, all right. That concludes our game. We want to thank you for coming on to the podcast. It has been awesome just talking with you. I know it's hard to kind of lock you down to sit still, but thank you for taking the time to just, share a little bit about yourself and with the listeners. It's been awesome. It's been
Well,
awesome.
thank you guys for having me too.
Thank you so
Of
much.
course.
So
Of
fun.
course, it's been a party. Where can the viewers find more of you on Instagram?
Stop the pet dogs.
I stopped the pet dogs. Okay.
Stop the pet dogs. Yeah.
And you can find Michelle at M Quit. And then mine, go for your 30. I'm not going to spell it. Okay. But yeah, it's go for your 30. Heck yeah. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much.
Thank you, Michelle. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, yeah.